costume, so.
Please be seated as quickly as you can and settle down.
我们先有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，感谢你把我们带到这里。
Lord, we thank you leading us here.
主，我们在这里一同仰望你。
We come here and look to you.
因为我们深深地知道你要把我们带到你的心意的里面。
Because we deeply know that you want us to lead into your will.
所以我们在这里仰望你借着赐恩智慧和启示的灵来开启我们。
So we trust that you will lead us with your spirit this afternoon.
让我们在爱你的事情上面，我们有实际的学习和操练。
So that we really learn how to love you.
在跟随你的事上，我们有准确的路。
And in following you, we have an accurate path.
主，但愿你在今天下午。 你用着你自己的话来向我们说出你里边所等候的。
Lord, this afternoon we pray that you use this time to lead us into what you really want us to know.
也让我们有一个非常单纯的心来爱慕活在你自己的引导的底下。
And that we have a very simple heart to wait for you to lead us.
就纪念我们。
Lord, remember us.
做我们的供应,
and become our supply.
我们仰望在你手里,
we look, we submit ourselves into your hands.
谢谢我们的主,
we thank our Lord.
祷告奉主的名,
we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们, 我想这样，是不是那个靠近那一边的那些，还可以挪一部分过来这边，可以脸上着我们，我们也可以向着你们，用不着用背来就聚会的，很好像。
Could some of you who are sitting over there move a little bit over to this side so that we can all face you and not seem to be too far away from you?
我们这一组是话语的服侍。
This group deals with the ministry of the word.
大会的安排就安排了我和果铎弟兄在这个组里边和弟兄姊妹们来教导。
The conference has arranged me and the brother son to speak to you.
许弟兄做我们的翻译。
I'll be your translator.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹都晓得，你拣选的时候，知道这一组是话语的知识。
That when you chose your group, you know that this group deals with the ministry of the word.
那也就是在服事主的事上面一个非常重要的部分。
And it is a very important part in the service of the Lord.
那因此我们在这个短短的。 两次的交通和一次的那个问题解答的里边呢？
So that in these two short sessions and one last session for questions and answers,
我们是不太可能把这一个话语的知识这一个点来说的透彻，也说的包括。
We cannot speak thoroughly and completely on this topic of the ministry of the word.
但是我们总是按照最主要的那个点，我们和弟兄姊妹们一同在主面前有一点的寻求。But
we'll try to stress the main points to share with brothers and sisters.
主如果在我们的里面给我们继续有吸引。If
the Lord continued to attract us in this,
我们可以在会后在一些属灵的书籍上面寻求更多。
You can seek fuller understanding in some of the books after the conference.
这一次我们的安排大概是这样。
The arrangement for these sessions roughly is this.
今天下午我先和弟兄姊妹们交通一点关乎话语之事这个本身究竟是什么一回事。
This afternoon, I will share with you basically what it is about when we talk about the ministry of the word.
我们怎么预备自己来做一个给神使用的
And how
话语知识的器皿。
And how we should prepare ourselves to be an instrument for the ministry of the word.
明天，我的弟兄就会特别在等候要做话语知识的这个事上面的一些个认识和实际的操练。
And tomorrow afternoon, our brother Sun will share with us that the practical steps of what we should take when we are waiting to serve the Lord in the ministry of the word.
也许我们这当中很多弟兄，看下去好多姊妹。
It seems that we have a lot of brothers as well as sisters here.
也许你们就想，我们姊妹做话语知识的机会都不多了，因为你一碰到话语知识，你就看到一个人站在讲台上面，哇啦哇啦的在那里说话。
And maybe we sisters will think that we as sisters, when we talk about the minister of word, when we see somebody sharing on the podium,
严格说起来,
strictly speaking,
话语知识并不只限于站在讲台上的那一点点。
The ministry of the word does not merely include speaking on the platform.
弟兄姊妹们，在你服事的生活的里边。 你很清楚地晓得，如果你当一个主日学的教师
，and when you serve the Lord, you clearly know that even when you are acting as a Sunday school teacher，
那也是在话语的知识的那个原则里边的服事
，that is still in this under the same principle， that relates to the ministry of the word。
甚至我们说
，even as we say，
当你在带领个人的追求成长的上面。
When we seek the Lord in pursuing after the Lord individually,
那一个服事仍然是在话语知识的原则的操练的上面。
That type of service is still under the same principle of the ministry of the word.
所以我们不要因说
so that
有多少机会我们站长台。
So that we must not consider that, oh, how much opportunity we will have to speak on that platform.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
当然，那一个话语的知识是神特别的使用的。
Of course, the ministry of word is a service which the Lord particularly uses someone.
但是话语知识的那个原则是我们每一个人都在那里享用的。
But the principle of the ministry of the word is being used by each and every one of us.
那现在我们先来读一点点的经圣经。
Let us read a few passages in the scriptures.
弟兄姊妹们先翻到启示录第一章。
Let us first turn to the book of Revelations chapter 1.
我们看第一节和第二节。
We read verses 1 and 2.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人，他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰，约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证。
Verse 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants, things which must shortly take place, and he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, to all things that he saw.
然后我们看以弗所书第四章。
Then we turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们留意11跟12这两节。
We pay attention to verses 11 and 12. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
好, 我们暂时就先念这两个地方。
Let's just stop at these two passages.
待会我们还要看一点。
Following on, we'll read some more.
弟兄姊妹们晓得一件事情的。
Brothers and sisters, you realize one thing.
对入堕落了的人,
for those who have, men who have fallen,
神有许许多多的话要向他们说。
God has a lot of things to say to them.
目的是要把他们挽回到神起初的目的。
The object of that is to revive them, to restore them into the original situation.
这一点是弟兄姊妹们都能领会的。
This is something brothers and sisters all understand.
神起初造人的时候是有一个非常荣耀的目的在那里。
When God created man, he had a very glorious purpose.
要借着被造的人来成全他所要做成的那一个荣耀的大事。
So that through a created man, he wants to accomplish what he wants to accomplish in a glorified thing.
我们不能花时间往这个方向去说了。
We cannot spend time to deal with this issue.
因为我们所有的时间是非常非常的有限。
Because we have very, very limited time.
但弟兄姊妹你知道, 人没有达到神的那个目的。
But we all know that man has not been able to attain the purpose of God.
那神就有许许多多的话要对他们说。
And God has many things to say to them.
要让他们去明白神的意思。
So that they will understand God's will.
能转回过来归回神的那个目的。
And to turn back into, into alliance with God's purpose.
但是有一个难处在哪里。
But that's one difficulty.
神要向人说话,
when God wants to speak to man,
人是不容易听神的话,
man is not easy to listen to him.
也说清楚, 也没有管道是让神向人说话。
And if we speak clearly, man does not, is not concerned as to what God says.
所以神在历史上也做了许许多多的工作。
So throughout history, God has done a lot of things.
那就是他儿子所做成的救赎。
And that is the salvation which his son has accomplished.
然后在救赎里头把人一个一个的带回来。
And in the salvation, God has led people one by one back to him.
那现在可以听神的话的人已经有了。
So now we, he has people who are willing to listen to him.
但是人是不是就能听到神的话呢?
But do men really listen to what God has said?
我们不得不承认亚当的堕落把我们许许多多的属灵上面的领会吧说都弄得好像是没有了。
We cannot but agree that when man fell, many of the spiritual things which God wanted to have in man have been lost.
我们对属灵的事以外的事情，我们都很容易领会，也很容易迷进去。
It's very easy for us to understand and to be concerned with things outside of spiritual things.
但是对属灵的事情，就好像有许许多多的阻挡在那里。
But as far as spiritual things are concerned, it seems that there are many obstacles.
怎么样？你好像弄不清楚，弄不明白。
No matter how you deal with it, it seems that you don't understand.
以致神有许多要说的话，神没有办法一下子就把像我们说的清清楚楚。
So that although God has many things to say to us, it seems that it is difficult for him to make us understand easily.
从历史上一直到今天。
throughout history until today.
神好像是一点一点的向我们说话。
God seems to be saying to us bit by bit.
不过感谢主，到了今天的情形就很不同了。
But we thank the Lord. Today the situation is so different.
神要向人说的话，在神那一方面可以说是说完了。
What God wants to say to us, as far as God is concerned, He has said everything.
问题就是，我们这些听神话的人，怎么能听得见神话里边所要向我们发表的意思？
The problem is that, as far as we are concerned, how we can really understand what God wanted to say to us.
这就引出了那个话语的知识的问题。
And this leads to the question of the ministry of the word.
详细的情形我们不能说了。
We cannot go into this in detail.
我们只能这样简单的提一下。
We can only mention this in a simple way like this.
神要得着一些人，让他们用话语去服侍属神的人。
God wants to lay hold of certain people in order that they could spread the word of God.
这个就是话语的知识。
This is the ministry of the word.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is here.
话语的知识究竟是不是就是说话？
Is the ministry of the word really just speaking?
说坦白一点吧。
Let's make it simple.
话语知识是不是要做一个演讲的人？
The ministry of the word, is it for some people to be an orator?
弟兄姊妹们，很多人有这个想法。
Brothers and sisters, many think it this way.
某某人有口才
，so and so is eloquent。
某某人有知识
，so and so has knowledge。
某某人有那个思想很活泼
，so and so his thoughts are very lively。
他说话就很有本事
，and he has the ability to really speak。
所以他去承担话语的知识，那是最好不过了。
So for him to undertake the ministry of word, it would be the best thing.
但弟兄姊妹们，我们不能不很明确的要看到一件事情。
But brothers and sisters, we must clearly see one thing.
究竟话语的知识是什么
？What really is the ministry of the word?
话语的知识不是只是在那里会说话。
Ministry of the word is not just being able to speak.
话语知识不是在那里表达一个人说话的技巧和能力。
The ministry of word is not just to be able to express his way of speaking and his ability to explain.
话语的知识乃是要把神向人说的话来发表出来。
The ministry of word is to be able to express to others what God wants to speak to us.
如果我们把说话说得非常非常的动听。
If we can speak in a way which is so moving,
但是所说的却不是神要说的话。
But what we say is not what God wants us to say.
那他可以是一个演讲家。
He could be a good orator.
但是他不是一个话语的知识。
But he is not in the ministry of the word.
这一点是非常非常重要的。
This is a very important thing.
弟兄姊妹们，你晓得神用着人说话。
Brothers and sisters, when God used man to speak,
乃是和他永远的旨意的这一个事情连在一起的。
It is always linked up with his eternal purpose.
是借着他自己的话，把人带回他的旨意的里头。
Through his word, he wants to lead men back to his purpose.
要借着他的话，去把人带回神做工的那一个心思的里头。
And through his word, he wants to lead men back to the way God works.
也带回神做工的那个方式的里头。
And to bring men back to the way how God works.
我们常常听到有人说。
We often hear men saying.
我们来办教会。
Let us organize a church.
弟兄姊妹们，教会是办不出来的。
Brothers and sisters, you cannot organize a church.
教会是很自然的，是圣灵做工，把神所要做的显明出来的。
Brothers and sisters, church is a very natural thing that it is how God wants to reveal himself.
但圣灵要做工以前，他是先把神的意思告诉人。
before the Holy Spirit work, He reveals God's purpose to us.
让人明白神的意思。
So that man will understand God's
will. 然后人就向神有一个渴慕。
And then man would have a seeking after God.
人也向神有一个打开。
And man open up to God.
那然后神就进一步在我们的里面做他所要做的工。
Then God will take one step further and work in us what He wants to do in us.
所以话语的执事乃是说把神的话把神的心意去发表。
So the ministry of word is to reveal God's mind to us.
刚才我们读的启示录第一章。
When we read the first chapter of Revelation.
用这里很清楚看见神把启示录里头的话要向人发表的时候。
And when God, brothers and sisters will clearly see when God wants to say what He has to say in the book of Revelation.
他怎么来做这件事呢？
How does He do this?
神巴不得所有的人都领会在神的那个永远旨意里头后面的那一段的事情，就是我们的主完成了救赎的工作以后的那一段的事情会怎样进行。
And God's intention was to reveal to us what He wants to do after in the future after the completion of salvation.
他不是只要一个人两个人知道那些事情。
He does not merely want one or two persons to understand and know these.
他是要每一个蒙救赎的人都知道他的事情。
He wants everyone who's been saved to know things about.
那他怎么能把他心里的话向这许许多多的人来说明呢？
But how can he make so many people understand what he wants to say in his heart?
按照我们的想法，那是很简单啊。
According to our thoughts, it would be very simple.
神是全能的神。
God is an old, mighty God.
在他手里没有难成的事。
There's nothing impossible in him.
他要向人说话，那就说嘛。
If he wants to speak to man, then just speak.
神在那里一说，人就在那里明白嘛。
And when God speaks, man will understand.
弟兄姊妹，你读四福音的时候，你就知道那个光景。
Brothers and sisters, you know when you read the four Gospels.
主当面和多少人在说话。
When the Lord was speaking to so many people.
但是能听得进神的话的有多少。
But those who really understand, how many are that were there?
五饼二鱼的这件事情是弟兄姊妹们应该是很熟悉的。
Incident about the five fishes and two loaves is something which brothers and sisters know well.
那五饼二鱼的那个事情发生的时候听见主亲自说话的有多少人？
But how many were there when who personally was listening to what God and said in that incident?
5,000人。
5,000。
那结果听过了以后
，But after they have heard，
能领会的人有多少
？How many really understood？
如果按照人来看，那真是可怜了。
And according to men, it's really a pitiful thing。
弟兄姊妹记得那约翰福音六章上面所说的话。
Brothers and sisters will remember what is said in John chapter 6.
当我们的主一说到那个天上的粮的时候。
When the Lord mentions about the food in heaven, from heaven.
圣经的记载就是这样。
The Holy Spirit recorded this.
从此他们途中多有退去的。
From then on, many of them left.
不再与他同行。
And no longer walked with him.
那在这个时候。
And in that, at that time.
弟兄姊妹你知道吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know?
还剩下几个人跟随主？
How many were left following the Lord?
12个。
12。
12个人当中还有一个很特殊的人。
Among the 12, there's one very special one too.
你们也知道是谁。
And you all know who he is.
严格说起来。
So strictly speaking.
只有11个。
There were only 11.
但是这十一个人，他们对主说的事情就懂了吗？
But then even among these 11, do they all understand what the Lord said?
还是不太懂。
They still do not really understand too much.
你说不懂也懂一点。
It seems that they don't know, but yet they know.
你说懂嘛，也实在是不懂。
And yet, if you think they know, still they don't know.
所以神要向人说话，实在是不太 容易的一件事。
So it is not an easy thing for God to speak to man.
所以你看神在把启示录的内容向人来发表的时候。
So when the Lord revealed the contents of the book of Revelation to man.
他先是向约翰说话。
He first spoke to John.
然后接着约翰就向一些愿意听的人来说。
And then through John, he was speaking to people who were willing to listen.
然后再借着那少数愿意听见的人，再向其他的人说。
And then through that small number of people who were willing to listen, through them, they speak to many more.
那弟兄姊妹，这样你就看到一件很清楚的事情。
Brothers and sisters, through this, you can see a very clear
thing. 当神的话语要发表出来的时候。
When God wants to speak,
他先向少数的人说。
He first speaks to a small number of people.
然后接着少数的人就向更多多多许多的人说。
And then through this small group of people, he will speak to even more people.
然后接着许多的人又向众人说。
And then through more, the more, greater number of people, he speaks to the general
people. 就是你就看到从起初神说。到约翰说，到使徒们说，然后到许多的人都在那里说。
So, brothers and sisters, you see that from the time God spoke, then to John, and then to the apostle, and then to a great multitude.
我们就看见了神向人说话的方式。
Then we see how God speaks to men.
但是我们从神的话进到人的最开始进到人的里头的时候。
But when at the time we see that at the time when God first spoke through to man,
那只是少数的人。
It is only a small number of people.
在启示录来说，只有约翰一个人。
And in the book of Revelation, says there was only John.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
神虽然是当时是向一个人说话。
Although he was speaking only to one person,
但神的目的却是向许多的人说话。
But his purpose was to speak to many people.
但是因着人的那个所受的限制，神只能这样的一点一点的把那个听见的话的范围来扩大。
But because of the restrictions of man, God could only reveal this bit by bit.
这就引出了那个话语的知识的一个问题。
And this create a problem in the ministry of the word.
当我们读到以弗所书第四章的时候。
When we read Ephesians chapter 4,
弟兄姊妹，你又看见一个很清楚主说的了。
Brothers and sisters, you see something which God said very clearly.
主的话说的。
The Lord said,
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师，有牧师和教师。
And what he said, there were apostles, there were teachers, there were evangelists, and there were teachers and pastors.
为要成全圣徒。
In order to edify the saints.
各尽其职。
So that they will fill their own part.
建立基督的身体。
To edify the body of Christ.
那弟兄姊妹，你看话语的执事，在那五种的恩，在那几个恩赐的里头，究竟是属于哪一类呢？
So when you think about the ministry of the word, really, what part did it belong to those all these positions?
那我们不必问了。
We need not ask.
话语的执事是贯穿在那几个知识的里头的。
The ministry of the word goes right through all these positions.
你做使徒不能没有话语的知识。
As an apostle, you have the ministry of the word.
做先知的更不能没有话语的知识。
As a prophet, you must have the ministry of the word too.
传福音的也当然是了。
And as far as evangelist is concerned, of course it is.
难道你闭着嘴巴对着人一个小时，那个人就信主了吗？
Because you can't shut your mouth for a whole hour and expect that person to believe in the Lord.
带领人和教导人。也脱不开那一个话语的知识。
As pastors and teachers, you cannot leave the ministry of the word too.
那因此我们就知道一件事情。
So we know one thing.
话语的知识在神的工作的里边是非常非常重要的一个环节。
The ministry of the word is a very important link in the work of God.
因为神要借着话语的知识来成全。神的一个目的。
Because God wants to, through the ministry of word, to achieve one purpose.
那个目的就是建立基督的身体。
And that one purpose is to edify the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你看到很清楚，是不是？
Brothers and sisters, you see this very clearly.
主的话教导你一点都没有拖泥带水。
And the Lord was very clear in His word.
他很清楚地给我们看到。
He clearly let us know that these gifts which God has given and it is all through the ministry of word in order to achieve the purpose of God.
那个目的在目前这个阶段来说, 就是要建立基督的身体。
That purpose in the present stage is to edify the body of Christ.
那这样弟兄姊妹你就很清楚地看见了。
Brothers and sisters, now you see very clearly.
话语的服事是有目的、有方向、有内容的。
And the ministry of word has a purpose, has a direction, and has a content.
话语的执事不是在那里说话，只是说话的。
Ministry of word is not merely just speaking.
它起码包括这几点。
At least it includes these few points.
说什么话?
What are you going to say?
什么时候该说什么话?
What sort of things do you say at a particular point of time?
用什么的方法去说该说的话?
What method do you use to say what you should say?
所以弟兄姊妹，你留意到话语的知识的里边，在这几方面都是我们不能忽略的。
So, brothers and sisters, you'll notice that these are the things that we must not neglect when we think about
ministry.
Because what we want to say is what God wants to say.
如果我们说的不是神要说的话,
if what we say is not what God wants to say,
那这个就不是话语的知识,
that is not the ministry of the word.
这是只是一个谈话,
it is only conversation.
话语的知识是一定是说神所要说的话,
and the ministry of the word, you must say what God wants to say. There are many things which God wants to say. By what time do you say certain things?
这是我们所平常一般人所说的时代的信息的问题。This
is what we usually term the message of the time.
这一个时代里面所需要的是什么话?
What is needed in this time? What sort of message is required at this time?
我们要知道,
we need to know.
神在这个时代里头要向人说什么话?
What God wants to say to us in this time?
我的意思不是说神除了说这些话，其他的话就不说。
I'm not saying that God wants to say only certain things and then He's not going to say other things.
那是在神向人说话的这一个事实的里边，神在这一个时刻的里头特别要人去留意的话。
But what I mean is that in the context of God, what God wants to say, what does He really want to say to us in this time and age?
并且当神说出要借着人来发表他的话的时候，
and when God wants to express what He wants to say to man, how do we express it?
那这都是在话语的知识的里头我们所要留意的。
These are the things we need to pay attention when we think about the ministry of the word.
今天下午我跟弟兄姊妹交通的都是很具体的东西。
This afternoon, what I want to share with you are very substantial things.
不是一些抽象的道理。
It's not something that is abstract.
这样一来，弟兄姊妹你就知道了。
When we think about this, then
比方说，我现在神要用着我这话语的知识。
For example, if God wants me to be a minister of the word,
那我要怎么来把这个知识执行出来？
How do I execute and fulfill this ministry?
我怎么能在放，把我放在神的手里，神能用着我去做一个话语的知识呢？
How can I put myself into the hands of God in order to fulfill this ministry of
God?
Of course, this will be related to something else which is very important.
就是说,
that is the character of the persons who is put into the hands of the Lord. But this is not what we want to share this afternoon. But you must know.
神手中给神用作说话的器皿，那那个品格是不能给忽略的。
When you want to be a vessel in the hands of the Lord, then your character is relevant.
不然的话，你可以说很好听的话。
Otherwise, you can say a lot of things which is good to listen.
但是别人一看你这个人，他就不要听你说的话。
But when people see you, they do not want you to listen to you.
这一点是不能忽略的，但是不在我们今天交通的范围。
This is something that should not be neglected, but it is not within what we want to say this afternoon. When we talk about substantial things,
如果神要用着我们说话。
If God wants us to use us to speak,
那我这个说话的人是不是需要先知道神要说什么话呢？
Is it true that I as a speaker should first know what God wants to say?
如果我根本就不知道神要说什么话，
If I basically do not even know what God wants to say,
那我说什么？
Then what shall I say?
弟兄姊妹，你留意到。
Brothers and sisters, you notice.
我们的主在地上的时候，他跟人公开的宣讲。
The Lord openly proclaimed to the people.
如果我不是先听见我的父在那里说，我就没有话说。
If I do not first listen to what God, my Father in heaven has to say, I have nothing to say.
他做事也是如此。
This is the same way he does things.
如果我不是先看见我的父在那里做什么，我就没有什么事情可以做。
If I do not first know what the Father is now doing, then I have nothing to do.
而这一个原则的事情，在做一个话语知识的人的身上也是同样的清楚的。
In a person who ministers the word of God, this principle applies the same.
如果我们不知道神要说什么话，
If I do not know what God wants to say,
甚至我们根本就不知道什么是神的话，
or basically even to the extent that we do not even know what God is saying,
你怎么把神的话说出来呢？
How can you express what God wants to say?
弟兄姊妹，你晓得今天早上我跟江弟兄做翻译的那个弟兄，
Brothers and sisters, you know the brother who translated for Brother Kong this morning.
他是和我们一起聚会。
He meets at the same place with me.
他有一个妹妹，书读得很好。
He has a sister who is very good in studying.
也在教会学校里边一直念书念上去了。
And she studied in a Christian school.
他到我们当中来的时候。
When she came to us.
当然，我们的弟兄给他传福音。
Of course, our brother preached the gospel to her.
我们也向他传福音。
And we preached the gospel to her.
但是他怎么回答我们呢？
And do you know how she replied?
你们讲的我也会讲。
What you say, I know how to say too.
你让我站到上面去，我也能讲。
If you let me stand up there, I can say the same things too.
弟兄姊妹，我不否认他会讲那几句福音的话。
Brothers and sisters, I do not reject the idea that she could say, talk about these gospels.
但是她只是在那里讲话。
But she was just speaking there.
她跟话语的知识完全没有连接上来。
She has nothing to do with the ministry of the word.
因为第一，她生命和主当中没有关系。
First of all, she has no connection in life with the Lord.
第二，她对主的话语没有认识。
And secondly, she does not really understand the Lord.
更深一层，他对主的话语没有经历。
And she has the third, she has no experience in the Word of God.
你话是可以说出来了。
You can say these things.
但是你说出来的话是什么意思呢？
But what does it mean when the
word
is expressed? What effect does it have?
跟神的那个目的有什么相连？
How is it related to God's purpose?
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很严肃的问题。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very serious thing.
那因此每一个做神话语知识的人。
So, each and everyone who ministers the word of God.
首先，他要知道神怎么说，神说的是什么话。
First of all, they need to know what God is saying.
弟兄姊妹，你看，跟听话语的知识这一件事情，在旧约里边有，在新约里边同样有。
Brothers and sisters, you know that the ministry of the word occurs in the Old Testament and in the New Testament.
在旧约的时候，有话语知识的人，人都说他们是先知。
In the Old Testament, those who have the ministry of the word, people call them prophets.
在新约里边有一个恩赐叫做先知。
In the New Testament, there's one of the gifts is the prophet.
但是弟兄姊妹们， 你留意到，不管在旧约和新约的里边，这个做先知的人啊。
Brothers and sisters, you have to notice that whether it's in the Old Testament or New Testament, the person who is a prophet, they are all at first enlightened by God's word. And then they express the word of God.
没有一个做先知的人，他是在那里脑子里边想想想想，什么是人喜欢听的话，什么是对人的道德有作用的话，那就在那里说说说。
None of the prophets will first think in his mind and say what is good and what is a moral necessity, and then he will express those things.
不是的。
No.
你看旧约的先知。
You look at the prophets in the Old Testament. Whatever they say, they had one basis. That basis is what? It is the law in the Old Testament. If you look at all the things that the Old Testament prophets
expressed,
from what they say, to men, you know that they are all related to the law. From the purpose of them speaking the word of God, they want to lead people back to the law. Because in the Old Testament, God works among the people through the law.
百姓在神面前活得对或是活得不对，那一个判别的根据就是律法。
Whether people was living right before the Lord was based on the law.
所以你看到旧约的先知从以赛亚开始一直到马拉基。
So you can see that the prophets from Isaiah to Malachi,
他们的话没有离开那个律法的要求的那一个那一这个这个点上面的。
Their word can is never leave the point of the law.
用新约的话来说他们。
If you using the New Testament language,
那是一直要把人带回神的权柄的底下。
And that is to say that they all the time wants to lead people back under the authority.
一直要把人带回神的管理的底下。
They want to bring men all the way back to the government of God.
所以旧约的先知不管他们是在那里劝勉神的百姓。
So no matter how the Old Testament prophets was encouraging the people, or admonishing the people of God, or proclaiming how God is going to work amongst the people, they are all based on the Old Testament law. You can see this very clearly in the Old Testament.
所以做先知是不是先要知道神心里边要向人说什么呢？
So is it not true, therefore, that as a prophet, they first have to know what God's mind was?
也要知道神如何的盼望人去认识神呢？
And how they earnestly yearn that men would know how to come to know God.
就在旧约的日子是这样。
This is what's happening in the Old Testament time.
在新约的日子更是这样。
And it's even more so in the New Testament.
弟兄姊妹，你记得昨天晚上西征弟兄所交通出来的一个事实。
Brothers and sisters, do you remember what Brother Christian shared last night?
我们都是被拣选出来的族类。
We are all the chosen generation.
是在基督耶稣里创造出来的。
It is created in Christ Jesus.
是从前没有的。
It never happened before.
现在才有的。
It only happened now.
所以你要从历史上面去寻找，寻找一些个例子，你看不到有教会的。
So if you want to seek examples in the church, in the history, you cannot find an example of the church.
你看不到有这样的一个族类的。
You cannot find this sort of generation.
这是一个新的族类。
It is a new generation.
在人类的历史的里边，你找不到一点蛛丝马迹在那里。
In man's history, you cannot find any hint of this.
既然是这样，
if it is so,
那这个新的族类怎么在那里活呢？
Then this new generation, how are they going to live?
他们在那里 活着的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose of them living?
他们在神的这个新的创造的里边，他要带出一个什么的结果来呢？
What is the end result that God wants to lead out from this new creation?
你在人类的历史里头绝对找不到一点点的那个蛛丝马迹。
You can absolutely find nothing, no hint at all in man's history. It is all new.
那既然全都是新的。
It is, if it is all new, how can we know? We thank the Lord.
神就兴起一些先知的恩赐，新约的先知的恩赐。
God raised up and gave gifts to people in the New Testament.
神就借着他所拣选的使徒们。
And God, through his, the apostles he chose,
把神心里面对着这一个新的族类要说的话，一点一点的启示出来。
So bit by bit, it was revealed, revealed through these prophets in the new generation.
把他们整个组合起来，就成了我们的新约圣经。
And as these were gathered together, it becomes our New Testament.
不管是旧约圣经也好。
Whether it's the Old Testament,
新约圣经也
好, or the New Testament,
都是神在那一个时代的里边向人说的话。
It is the words spoken by God at those ages.
但是有一件事情，弟兄姊妹，你要很清楚地看见的。
But one thing, brothers and sisters, you need to be see very clearly.
神做工的那个时代是有了改变。
The era of how God works has changed.
那是只是关乎神做工的方法。
It is only relates to the method of God's work.
所以旧约有神在旧约里面的做工的方法和根据。
And God has his own basis and a way of working in the Old Testament.
在新约有新约的神做工的方法和根据。
And in the New Testament, God has God's method of working and basis.
从外面来看，
looking in a broader prospect,
你看见好像神做工的方法改变了。
It seems as if that God's way of working has changed.
但弟兄姊妹们
，But brothers and sisters,
方法的改变并不是什么大不了的事。
A change of method is nothing that important.
因为就是老早就在旧约的日子神就说了。
Because it was mentioned even way back in the Old Testament.
但是要紧的那个事情是什么呢
？But what is important?
是你看要看见新约也好，旧约也好。
And that is that whether it's in the New Testament or in the Old Testament,
神做工的目的没有改变。
The purpose of God's work has not changed.
一点的改变都没有。
And there's not changed a little bit.
早上江弟兄的交通里面又提到一件事情很重要的。
Brother Kong's mentioned one important thing this morning.
就是圣经里面头一次对某一件事情所用的那个字或者词。
That is the first time a word is used in the Bible.
以后这个词再出现的时候
，When that word appears again，
你怎么去领会那个诗呢？你要根据头次神说话的那一个意思。
How are you to understand that word? You have to relate it back to the first time it appeared.
这一个事实不仅是用在神所用的词上面。
And this is not only relevant to the word God uses.
你把它扩大起来，你就看见也是在神所做工的。整个的历史的过程里
，And this applies to the whole process of how God worked.
弟兄姊妹，你注意到
，Francis, did you notice?
神当时在西乃山上摩西传律法的时候
，That when Moses was given the law on Mount Sinai,
里边所说的话
，The words, the things that were spoken,
到今天来说，对我们没有直接的影响。
There's not it does not influence us particularly today.
但是你能看见一件事。
But you can see one thing.
字句上对我们没有直接的影响。
Although the words do not directly influence us.
但是那一个经历。
But that experience.
对我们还是那么直接的显明的。
It is still revealing to us in the same straightforward way.
在旧约的时候，神借着律法把人带回归向神。
And in the Old Testament times, God through the law led people back to God.
在新约的里头，神做工的那个方式虽然是用恩典来为主。
Although in the New Testament time, the way God worked is through grace.
也带领我们学习许许多多旧约里头没有的东西。
And revealed to us many things which was not known in the Old Testament.
但是你看得很清楚。
But you can see clearly.
那个目的仍然是把人带带回神那里。
The purpose is still to lead us back to God.
并且带回神那里，不是只是来到神的面前站一站。
And but that and that leading back is not just to lead us back to stand before the God.
那是把人带到神的起初的那个目的里头。
And it is to lead a man back to the original purpose of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这就给我们看得很明确的一件事情。
So brothers and sisters, this leads us to see something which is very plain.
我们常常说神是永远的神。
We always said God is eternal.
他是从永远到永远的。
He's from eternity to eternity.
那既然他是从永远到永远的。
If he's from eternity to eternity,
到今天还是真实的。
Then what he did before is still
还是准确的。
Accurate and the same today.
虽然他做工的方法也许有点变动。
Although the method he used might have slightly changed.
但是他做工的目的没有更改。
But the purpose of his work has not changed.
他做工的那个内容没有更改。
The contents of his work has not changed.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
那因着这样的一个原因
，Because of this，
我们作为一个要做一个话语知识的人
，If you want to be one who ministers the word of God，
我们必须要知道神要做什么。
We must know what God wants to do.
必须要知道神要怎么做他所做的。
And we must know how God is going to do.
这是长久以来在人中间所发生的难处。
This is all along a great difficulty.
因为他们不知道神要做什么。
Because they do not know what God wants to do.
但是他们大做那个基督教的工作。
And then they do a lot of Christian work.
他们也不知道神要怎么做他的工。
And neither do they know how God wanted to do.
他就用许许多多的那个动作来说要成全神的目的。
And they use a lot of different actions to try to accomplish God's purpose.
因为什么这个是不可能的。
Brothers and sisters, this is impossible.
因为我们所做的不是做的神所要做的事情了里头。
Because what we do is not doing what God wants us to do.
那我们所做出来的定位不是神所要的。
So the end result is that what we have done is not what God wants.
不管我们所做的人是怎么的称许。
No matter how much praises we get from men.
但是在神的眼中，神说：“你们在那里浪费我给你们的时日。”
But in God's mind, God will say to us that you are wasting the time that I've given to you.
所以这个点是很严肃的。
This is a very serious point.
那因此，作为一个话语的知识的人
，So that as a minister for the word of God,
必须要知道神要做什么。
We must know what God wants to do.
必须要对神的旨意有明确的认识和经历。
We must have a personal experience and knowledge of God.
这些都是在做话语知识以前来做的准备。
This is the preparation that we must have before we become minister of the word.
那么因此
，So
我要归纳出一些事情来让弟兄姊妹们去注意。
I want to point out several things for brothers and sisters to know.
怎么样把我们自己预备好来做一个话语知识的器皿呢？
How are we going to prepare ourselves to become a fit instrument for the ministry of the word?
那这些都是很具体的。
This is very substantial.
头一件事情。
One.
好好的把神的话语读过来。
Read the word of God well.
弟兄姊妹们，刚才我已经提了。
Brothers and sisters, I've already mentioned.
我们不是在那里做演讲。
We are not doing public speaking there.
我们是在那里把神的心意发表出来。
We are going just expressing the purpose and the heart of God.
所以我们必须先要明白神的心意。
So we must first understand the mind of God.
你要明白神的心意。
If you want to understand the mind of God, there's only one way.
回到神的话里。
Go back to the word of God.
回到神的话里。
Go back to the word of God.
好好的把神的话接受过来。
And accept the word of God well.
神的话怎么在那里发表
？How God is saying in His word?
你就怎么在那里领会过来
？And then you will try to understand.
像哥罗西书上面所提醒我们
，like in the letter to the Colossians, what it reminds us.
丰丰富富的 存在我们里面。
We must keep the word of God richly in our hearts.
弟兄姊妹们，这是很重要的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important thing.
你不要说我有那个热心，我有那样的冲劲，我就是在那里要为谁说话。
Brothers and sisters, do not think that we, because we have the zeal, we want to speak for God.
以前我们聚会当中有一个弟兄。
Before we had a brother in a meeting.
你怎么给他各样的服侍，他都不满意。
He is not satisfied with whatever service you assign to him.
他就是说，你要给我们，我给我站在讲台上来服侍。
And he said, you must let me be, speak on the podium.
但是这个弟兄能不能站在讲台上呢？
But can he really speak on the podium?
他自己觉得能。
He feels that he could.
但是弟兄姊妹们对他平常的交通的那个回应就是背着个重担在聚会里头回家。
And brothers and sisters in his usual sharing in fellowships, all of them feel that they are bearing their burden back home.
那显然你就看到。
Then you see,
并不合
适。He is not suitable.
那因此弟兄姊妹们你要很清楚地看到。
So brothers and sisters, you need to see very clearly.
我们要把神的话语发表出来。
When we want to speak out God's word,
不是说你看见现在的时局有怎样的发展，你有一个很敏锐的那个政治的触角，你就有点想法。哎呀，你就在那里讲了。哎呦，主要快了，快来了。
It is not that when you have some understanding of the things and events that are happening nowadays in this world, and you have certain feelings, then you stand up and cry out and say, oh, the Lord is coming back soon.
当然主要快来这个是主要我们知道的。
Of course, the Lord wants us to know that he's coming back soon.
但是不是你只是看见伊拉克那个打一仗那就是哦主要来了。
But it's not the same that when you see there's war in Iraq, and then you say, oh, the Lord is coming back soon.
如果我们是对神的话语是丰丰富富的藏在心里。
If we have the Lord's word richly in our hearts,
那你就知道,
then you will know.
万物主回来的时候，有许许多多的事情你都要掌握住的。
That you have to lay hold of a lot of things that will be happening when the Lord returns.
不是只是在那里掌握一点一滴。
It's not just taking off one or two points.
那我们为什么那么强调说，我们必须丰丰富富的从神的话语的积蓄上面来预备做一个话语的知识的器皿。
Why do we emphasize so much that when we want to be a minister of the word, we need to have God's word richly in us?
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
神要用我们。
When God wants to use us，
我们必须有那个条件给神用。
We must have the qualifications so that we can be used by God.
你不能说我有这样的心思，神就能用着我。
You cannot say that because I have this thought and desire, then God will use me.
当然，你先要有爱慕服侍神的心思，这个不能缺。
Of course, it is a must that you first have the heart to seek after God.
但是你有了这个心思，还要加上其他。
But when you have this thought in your mind, you need to have something else.
最低限度你要加上对神的话语的丰丰富富的积蓄。
You have to be able to have God's word richly in your mind.
以前我碰到一个在神召会里边服侍的一个传道人。
Previously I met a servant of the Lord who is in the Presbyterian Church.
他也在一个神召会的那个神学院里边教书的。
He is a teacher in a Presbyterian Seminary.
Assembly of God.
Okay, Assembly of God.
那他在他的经历里边，他就发觉神召会里边的一些带领，不是那么准确。
And he discovered that in the Assembly of God, certain things are not so accurate.
他就跟我说到一些事情。
And then he said something to me.
他说我们常常带领的同学们，就是在那里上神开口就可以了。
And these students that we lead, as long as they can open their mouth and say something, then it's all
right. 因为圣经上明明说你要向我大大张口，我就给你大大的充满。
And because the Bible tells us, if you just open your mouth, then I will fill you up.
几十年过去了，我还记得他的话。
This is many, many years ago, I still remember what he said.
是啊，你把口一张开了，就充满了。
As long as you open your mouth, then you will be filled.
充满什么呢?
What is it filled with?
一阵风,
wind.
它是不可以这样的。不可以这样的。
You cannot do this.
如果你没有那些个东西，神就是把它给你，你也不领会。
If you do not have anything, then even if God gives you, you cannot do it.
那比方说
Just for example,
弟兄姊妹们，你到饭馆里边去吃饭。
When you go to a restaurant to eat,
那饭馆里边是预备了很多的那个菜单在那里了。
And in the restaurant there are a list of menus.
那你进去的时候，你头一件事就点菜了。
And when you first go in, the first thing is to order your food.
如果那个是广东馆子。
Suppose it's a Cantonese restaurant.
那你就进去了。
Then you go in.
他就把很多的那个菜单都给你看了。
It shows you the menu.
你点出来。
And you order them.
你是说。
And you said.
我要在你们餐馆里边点一个红烧肘子。
I want to order.
秀英台。
A pig's foot, broiled pig's foot.
弟兄姊妹们，那个餐馆没有办法供应你的。
And that restaurant did not supply that.
因为他没有。
Because he has not, they do not have it. Because they do not have it.
弟兄姊妹们，这个从这点上你留意。
From this you will notice.
神是愿意用着我们做他话语的知识。
God is willing to use us to be minister for His word.
但是你要具备那个条件。
But you must have that qualification.
你要把主心里面所要的，所要人明白的，你都储存在哪里。
You have to store up what God wants other people to know in you.
神在这个时候让你说，你去和弟兄们交通这一点。
When God says that you go and share with brothers and sisters on this point.
你在那个时候跟主说，主啊，我从来没有接触过这一个。
And then at that time you tell the Lord that, oh Lord, I've never considered this point at all.
那现在你就碰到一个问题。
Then you come across a problem.
不是你不要服侍主。
It's not that you do not want to serve the Lord.
而是你摆在主手里头，你没有办法供应主的需要。
But when you are put into the hand of the Lord, you cannot supply the need of the Lord.
你怎么能供应主的需要呢？
How can you supply the need of the Lord?
主并不是叫我们把我们所不能的拿来给主。
God can never, will never ask us to give God what we do not have.
神是要我们把我们所能的放在他手里，让他去选择使用。
What God wants is that God wants us to put what we have into the hands of God so that God can use it.
那神既然是用着我们做那个话语的知识。
So if God wants us to be a minister for His word.
那便是对神话语的知识，对神的话，我们就。 必须要下功夫去积蓄在我们的心里。
So that we need to spend time to have God's word richly stored up in us.
所以这个话从旧约一直说到新约。
So that from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
诗篇119篇就说了很多的话是关乎这方面的事。
So Psalm 119 said a lot of things about this.
刚才所提到的哥罗西书的那里边要丰丰富富的把神的话语
And in the same way, in the letter of Colossians, it says that we need to have God's word richly in us.
这是头一点。
This is the first point.
那这一点是很具体的，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very substantial point.
你不能虽说我不会支存神的话。
You cannot say that I cannot store up God's word.
你必须要支存神的话。
You must store up God's word.
好好的支存神的话。
And do it nicely.
你上点功夫，花点时间。 你绝对有可能把神的话接过来，成为你里面的所支撑的事物。
When you spend time and effort in God's word, it is entirely possible for you to store up God's word in you.
这个是头一点。This
is the first thing.
那第二点呢？
Second point.
你除了在神的话语上面来支持以外，
aside from the fact that you have to store up God's word in you,
你也要和圣徒们有交通。
You need to have been fellowship with the saints.
那当然交通也是交通到神的话。
Of course, when you share, we are talking about sharing God's word.
但是那个交通的范围就好大了。
But the scope of that sharing can be very great.
你读神的话的时候，
when you read God's word,
你是和摩西交通。
You are sharing with Moses.
你是和保罗交通。
You are sharing with Paul.
啊，你也是和彼得交通。
You are sharing with Peter.
啊，你和那个，大米交通。大米。
啊、，You are sharing with 大米。
你和过去的，就说过去的了嘛，就你和尼托生弟兄交通。
You are sharing with Brother Ni。
你和戴德森弟兄交通。
You are sharing with Hudson Taylor.
弟兄姊妹，这说出什么
？What does this mean?
就是我们在阅读一些属灵的书籍。
And that's when we read some spiritual
books. 你千万不要把平常我们阅读书籍的那个观念放在我们阅读属灵的书籍的那个这个事上面。
Do not use the same concept as we read ordinary books, applying these to reading of spiritual books.
你要。有些人是有这样的一个说法。
Some people do take it this way.
只读圣经就够了。
It's only necessary to read the Bible.
其他的什么都不要读了。
It's not necessary to read any other books.
连报纸也不必看。
And even newspaper you don't have to read.
他一直是活在和摩西在西乃山上的那个时刻。
And he is all the time staying with Moses on Mount Sinai.
弟兄姊妹，你要做一个话语的执事，你不能这样把你自己关在一个小天地的里头。
Brothers and sisters, if you want to be a minister of the word, you cannot lock yourself up in this small world.
我们提到这件事情，不单是从说，从在阅读属灵的书籍这个事上面，与过去的圣徒们交通。
Brothers and sisters, we are not saying that by reading spiritual books, we are sharing with the saints in the past.
也和近代的圣徒们交通。
We are also sharing with the saints.
从这个属灵的交通上面，你就吸收神话语的丰富。
And through this sharing, you are actually absorbing the riches of the spiritual.
用什么？你晓得我们这个人的那个器皿是很小的。
Brothers, you know that our instrument to accept things is very small.
我们能直接从神那里接受的，不是太多的。
We are not able to accept too much direct from God.
不是神不给我们。
It's not that God does not want to give us.
是我们这个器皿是很小。
But this instrument of us is so small.
神给我们一点点，我们就觉得满了。
That when God gives a little bit, we feel that our capacity is already full.
没有位置来再盛装了。
There's no more capacity to hold.
但是神要扩大我们的那个度量、容量。
But God wants to expand our capacity.
其中一个方法就是看看圣徒们在神面前所接受的。
One of the ways is to see what other saints have accepted before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你记得保罗坐监的时候
？Brothers and sisters, do you remember when Paul was in prison?
他后写信给提摩太。
And he wrote to Timothy.
他怎么说呢
？What did he say?
他说：“你快点到我这来。
Come quickly to me.
因为现在我感觉很孤单。
Because I feel very lonely.
你快尽快到我这里。
Come to me as soon as you can.
你来的时候。
And when you come.
你必须要把我的外衣带来。
Bring me my robe.
还有
，and also
那些疲倦
，and those scrolls
和那些书
，and those books.
弟兄姊妹，你看到没有
？Francis, do you see?
你说保罗啊？
你说 Paul?
你要疲倦，我们能体会。
Give you the scrolls, I understand.
因为疲倦就是圣经嘛。
Because the scrolls then means the Bible.
旧约圣经嘛。
It is the Old Testament.
你要要神的话，我们能了解。
When you want God's word, we understand.
你已经大有学问了。
You are so knowledgeable already.
人家基波王的在那里说你这学问大到一个地步，叫你疯了。
Even King Agrippa says that your knowledge is so full that you are mad.
你还要读什么书
？What else do you want to read?
弟兄姊妹，我们就要问了。
Brothers and sisters, we will.
保罗读的是什么书
？What books?Did Paul read?
虽然圣经没有明说
，although the Bible did not say plainly,
但是我们确实知道
，but we know,
那是许许多多过去圣徒们留下来的 文字记录。
They are the words which many of the saints of old have left behind.
甚至我能这样扩大他的那一个范围。
I think I can even expand his limits.
连一些不是属灵的文字，也许保罗也是在那里读的。
Paul probably even read things which are not spiritual.
弟兄姊妹们，因此读属灵的书，读好的书，那是帮助我们在话语知识上做准备是有需要的。
Brother and sister, therefore, it's necessary for us to read other books other than spiritual books, because in the ministry of the word, this is necessary.
因为常常是借着别人的一些交通，把我们里面启发过来。
Because it is very often through other people's books that it will give us understanding.
我们也能从其他的不是属灵的那些书，但是是好的书上面，也常常会给我们有一点帮助。
And it often helps us in some way through other books which are not spiritual.
当然这个有先后优先的次序。
Of course, we need to have priority in these things.
先是神的话。
First, the word of God.
其次是圣徒们的交通。
Then the sharing of saints.
再次就是圣徒们交通以外的其他有用的书。
Then other useful books outside of the saints' sharing.
这个都是我们在预备做话语知识的里头不能忽略的。
This is something we must not neglect when we want to be ministers.
还有一点也是很蛮重要的。
There's one further point which is also very important.
当神的话向我们打开了。
When God's word opened up for us,
我们明白过来了。
And we understood.
你说我们现在是做话语的知识。
You said that now we are ministers.
我们有材料了。
We have the material.
所以我们要做话语知识的时候，就把这些材料组织一下，就说出去。
So that when we minister the word of God, we just organize this material.
弟兄姊妹们，这个也不行的。
Brothers and sisters, this is not enough.
神的话语出来不单是叫人明白。
When God's word came to us, it is not only to enable us to understand.
也是叫人活的。
It enables to live too.
一个做话语知识的人是一个活在神话语里边的人。
A minister of the word is one who lives in the word of God.
你不活在神的话语里边。
If you do not live in the word of God,
人家对你所说出来的，他们就要打许多的问号的。
They will have many questions about what you say.
是真的呢？
Is it true?
是假的呢？
Is it not true?
是好听的。但是是不是实用呢？
Maybe it's good for the ear, but it's not practical.
弟兄姊妹，最简单来说，你说十字架吧。
Brothers and sisters, just for a simple example about the cross.
十字架的话一说出来，叫人很受感动的。
When the word of the cross is being said, people are moved.
但是说话的人不背十字架的。
But if the person who speaks about the cross does not take the cross,
人家听你在那里说十字架，底下就很许多的问号打在那里。
And when people listen to you talking about the cross, many questions follow.
弟兄姊妹，你读《帖撒罗尼迦前书》的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when you read First Thessalonians,
现在不要看了，但我们没时间看了。
We do not have time to look at it.
你看到为什么帖撒罗尼迦教会？他们那个根基是那样的准确的。
Why were the Christians in Thessalonica, their foundation is so accurate?
不少读圣经的人都说，帖撒罗尼迦教会是一个模范的教会。
Many people say that the church in Thessalonica is a model church.
是不是真的是一个模范的教会？我不敢说。
I dare not say whether it's really a model church.
但是他们那个教会的给建立起来确实非常准确的。
But it is one point which is very accurate is the way it has been found.
其中有一个原因和一个做话语知识的人很有直接的关系。
One thing they do and one who were ministering there has direct relationship.
我们读第一章帖撒罗尼迦的时候，你就看到。
When we read the first chapter of First Thessalonica, we will know.
圣灵在那里给保罗做了一个记录。
And Paul, the Holy Spirit through Paul, put down a record.
说到帖撒罗尼迦人怎么信主。
When he mentioned how the Thessalonians came to know the Lord,
地区的人怎么为着帖撒罗尼迦教会做见证
？How the whole area of Macedonia, witnessed for the church in Thessalonica.
见证什么呢
？What did they testify?
见证保罗他们进到他们中间，是在那里传讲神的话。
And the testimony is that when Paul went to them.Paul spoke the word of God.
也是在那里活在神的话。
And also lived out God's word.
所以保罗可以很公开的在那里就说到。
So Paul openly says there.
我们进到你们中间是怎样的为人
？How we lived when we came to you.
你们都知道。
You all know.
弟兄姊妹，你看到帖撒罗尼迦教会，就在那么短促的时间就给建立起来。
Brothers and sisters, in a very short while, the church in Thessalonica was established.
我不知道弟兄姊妹们，你有没有留意到帖撒罗尼迦教会是怎么建立起来
？Brothers and sisters, I do not know whether you noticed how the church there was founded.
保罗在那里只是过了两个安息日。
But Paul only spent two Sabbaths there.
那两个安息日有。你算算保罗有多少天留在帖撒罗尼迦呢
？And you can work out how many days he stayed in Thessalonica.
少
，very few.
15天。
15 days.
多
，more.
21天。
At the most, 21 days.
你说21天就把这个教会建立起来
？You said that in 21 days he established a church there.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
帖撒罗尼迦教会就是这样。给建立起来。
This was how the church in Thessalonica was set.
他们能这样给建造起来。
For him to be possible to do this.
不然是那里的弟兄姊妹们，他们向着主有一个准确的心思。
Of course, it was because the brothers and sisters there had an accurate heart towards God.
但是他们怎么可能有这样准确的心思呢
？But how could they have such an accurate attitude?
一面是神的怜悯。
On the one hand, of course, it is.
另一面，你不能不说，是那些活在神话语里边的人所带出的果效。
On the other hand, you cannot but cannot deny that it is the result of people who are living out in God's word.
那因此，弟兄姊妹，你看到。
So, brothers and sisters, you see.
要做一个话语的知识，不是从技巧上的学习。来入手。
To become a minister of the word, it is not to go through some techniques.
而是从我们这个要服侍神的人的本身来着手。
And it is the beginning is to start from the person who wants to serve God.
你着手要自己成为一个神话语的仓库。
You have to become a storage for the riches of God.
再进一步，你要对属灵的事情有更宽广、更确实的那个认识。
In a way, you have to have a very extended understanding of God's knowledge.
然后你是很实际的、很具体的，活在神给你所看见的。
And then substantially, you live in what God has led you to see.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
话语的知识。在服侍神的事上面是很重要的一个环节。
The ministry of the word is a very important link in the service of God.
但是怎么预备我们自己做一个话语的执事呢
？But how do we prepare ourselves to be a minister for the word of God?
我们需要付代价。
We need to pay a price.
我们需要在主的面前仰望他的怜悯的。
We need to come before the Lord and ask for His mercy.
在神的怜悯和加上我们自己肯付代价。
In His mercy, plus the fact that we are willing to pay a cost,
那我们就把我们预备成一个可以给神用的话语知识的器皿。
Then we can become a useful instrument before God in the ministry of the word.
至于怎样叫这个器皿很实际的、很具体的给神用呢
？As to how how in a substantial way this instrument can be used by God,
并且怎么用呢
and how it is used.
那古多弟兄明天就和弟兄姊妹们在这一方面。
And our brother son
有多一点的交通。
And our brother son will have more sharing with us tomorrow.
我想我今天下午和弟兄姊妹交通的话就停在这里。
I think my sharing with brothers and sisters will end here this afternoon.
但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
给我们都渴慕做一个话语的执事。
Give us a yearning to become a minister of the word.
但是光是渴慕不够了。
But only yearning to be so is not enough.
要实际的在那里准备自己。
We have to, in practical terms, to prepare.
按照神所需要的条件来预备我们自己。
According to the conditions laid down by God to prepare ourselves.
巴不得我们每一个人都能成为神手中能用的话语的知识。
We pray that each and every one of us will become a useful vessel in the ministry of the Word of God.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我但愿你用着你自己说过的话来向我们说更多的话。
Dear Lord Jesus, we ask that you use what you have said to us to continue to speak even more to us.
人对你的经历是很有限制。
Our experience is very restricted.
人对你的认识也是很有限制。
Our knowledge of you is very restricted.
但是你亲自做工在我们里面，我们就释放了。
But when you actually work in us yourself, then we will be released.
主啊，你愿意在地上得着许多话语的知识。
Lord, you want to laid hold of many ministers of the word on earth.
我们都等待在你的面前。
We all wait before you.
主，如果你看我们这些人都能赶得上你的心意。
Lord, if you see that all of us can link up with what with your purpose.
主啊，你伸出手来，亲自造就我们。
Lord, stretch your hand to come and edify us.
让我们可以在你手中有用。
So that we can be useful in your hands.
愿主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy upon us.
我们仰望你。
We look to you.
谢谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
因为你一直是用着你的话来照明我们该走的路。
Because you have enlightened us throughout with your word.
荣耀要归给你。
We glory to you.
我们将祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.